Music, food, art. These things define and unite us. And they come in colors that breathe culture. Colors that connect us with their variety and richness. You'll find that same variety in Valspar Ultra Paints. Great coverage and durability starting at $29.98 per gallon. Enjoy everyday protection against scuffs and wear with a smooth, washable finish. We're made of colors. And with Valspar Ultra, you can reflect that pride of culture you have inside on every wall of your home. Available at Lowe's.
Bring on the off-road. Bring home a new Honda. With a great deal on your favorite Honda vehicles, conquer trails and back roads in cars built for exploring. With the rugged Honda Pilot, Ridgeline, CRV, and Passport, the road might stop, but you're not done. All from the 2025 Kelley Blue Book Best Value brand.
Based on 2025 Consumer Choice Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for more information.
Bring on the off-road. Bring home a new Honda. With a great deal on your favorite Honda vehicles, conquer trails and back roads in cars built for exploring. With the rugged Honda Pilot, Ridgeline, CRV, and Passport, the road might stop, but you're not done. All from the 2025 Kelley Blue Book Best Value brand.
Based on 2025 Consumer Choice Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for more information.
Download Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, I saw the story the other day, and I think Post sent this morning, but I read the story the other day. I don't watch the WWE, but there's a guy named Ludwig Kaiser. He's actually a German wrestler, but his real name is Marcel Barthel, but I guess it didn't sound Nazi enough. Is he like a themed Nazi guy? Ludwig Kaiser. Sounds like a Nazi name, doesn't it?
I'm not familiar with him.
Okay, whatever. So he was on an elevator in Florida where he lives with a girl, and they just start going to town on each other, making out aggressively, and there's another person on the elevator with them. And then when they finally get off the elevator, I guess the person on the elevator said complained about them just going at it in front of them, and then he beat the hell out of that person. So he's obviously got some issues. He was arrested too, wasn't he?
He does. I said something. I'd say that it was like he was supposed to have some big match coming up, and then he gets.
Yeah, the alleged incident took place in April in an apartment complex in Lake Eola, where a male whose identity has been publicly released entered the elevator with Barthel. Okay, there was a guy on there.
Recently seen diddling a woman in a sauna.
Yeah, that's what I thought of. That's exactly what I thought of. Right.
That's why you don't bring that stuff.
That's why
up.
I don't bring it up, man.
You don't object.
I don't object. He was definitely stronger than me. I could tell by looking at him. Ludwig, the Kaiser, was in there with a woman. This guy gets on, and they were uncontrollably intimate.
Yeah.
And aggressively kissing in the elevator.
Uncontrollably intimate.
It sounded to me like the guy who got on the elevator said, hey, get a room. And he said, nah, how about I beat your ass?
That's exactly what happened, I bet. Right. That's why I didn't say get a room to the sauna couple.
It's not Nazi.
I just said,
can I
smell your finger?
You're too busy hoping they didn't notice you watched them from the corner.
His character.
Don't make me the bad guy in that one. I walked in, they were playing with each other.
And you didn't complain.
No.
You didn't say anything.
No, I didn't even make. Yeah. I was going to sniff and go, yeah.
And say, what's that, third base?
Other than his name being Kaiser, he's got really no Nazi connections.
Okay.
Yeah, he portrays a pompous, ultra disciplined European aristocrat.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he's a villain. Is he just German? He didn't wrestle over
We have a lot of WWE listeners in this program, so yeah, let us know what you think of this dude.
Yeah, but I don't even know if he's WWE.
He is the German.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah. He's just a German guy over here. Okay. He's a WWE. Yeah, he wrestles here, and this happened in Florida.
So he's with the big leagues. He's in the big leagues.
Yeah. He's not a huge guy.
No. But he looks pretty ripped.
Yep.
Yeah, but if you're choosing a wrestling name, I mean, I would avoid
Ludwig
the word Kaiser.
Well, he's doing that. He's leaning into it.
Like, no, it's the roles, not the Fuhrer.
He didn't pick
like
Hitler.
They would really disinvite him to the match at the White House. We won't have somebody named Kaiser.
That's UFC, Todd.
Oh, it is.
That's
okay.
UFC.
That's why they would disinvite him, because he's not part of the UFC.
White trash White House event coming up. Jesus. But at least he's not Hitler. He went with the lesser of two evils. The Kaiser wasn't as bad as Hitler, although they both started world wars.
And he had to shave that mustache.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most disappointing thing about that Catholic kindergarten graduation fight, yeah, is that those people were surrounded by folding chairs and nobody picked
nobody
one up.
Picked one up.
Nobody watched wrestling.
Yeah, but real folding chairs hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was going to town. That's why you don't, if you see people going to town, just move on. Or just get in the sauna and look at them.
Yeah, it's really best not to intervene.
Don't mind me.
In that situation, because they're in the throes of passion. And the other thing they're passionate about is beating you up.
And this guy got arrested. The Kaiser got arrested, too.
And what makes a makeout aggressive?
Yeah, outside boob, really, nah, meeting him, really? I don't know.
Oh, he was
just
probably
a fast pace?
Elevator?
They're in the elevator,
happening?
Right?
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
but it was a third person in the elevator. It was a dude.
Yeah, he was mashing her up against the wall of the elevator. You know, it was aggressive.
Totally aggressive.
Loving it up.
Yeah. In an
while
elevator.
You're going down.
Right, when they're going down.
Good morning, Mr. Kaiser. That's dumb. All right. Well, here are other rules for men, by the way. But I don't really don't care. I wouldn't complain. We'll take that call, though. It happened to me last week, stumbled across two people in the sauna, and he was making movements with his hand around her crotch.
Doesn't sound like
touching
he was
her crotch.
As aggressive as that Kaiser guy here.
No.
Yeah.
No, but they were tonguing each other, and he was reaching in on her little yoga pants.
I think it's worse on an elevator because
you're trapped.
The elevator is trapped. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, which is why I give him a little bit more leeway for saying, hey, come on, man. You know?
Yes, I'm still not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything.
And you're not expecting this guy to be Ludwig von Kaiser or whatever.
I know, you're right. Yeah, an on-the-edge WWE guy full of crank.
Might have been roid raging a little.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, he's the juiced fascist heel. You're not expecting that.
You aren't, but just to look at the guy, though. He's got the haircut. He's got the Nazi haircut. He really does, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. He goes to those great clips and asks for the, give me the, I run the trains.
Yeah. He does look like, just seeing this guy, I'm not, and you know, because he's built, so the guy saw that, too.
Wait, he's not like Triple H built. He's like,
but he's also, you can tell he could take care of himself. I'm not saying anything. Well, I wouldn't say anything no matter who it was.
No, I just
unless he's
like,
sucking face with your girlfriend, who cares?
This
you know,
sucks.
And even then, if he was sucking face with your girlfriend, you might want to be like, yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure. Right, she's yours now.
Guy who narked was probably jealous of that girl.
Yeah.
He wanted to be in her position,
And it may have been a culmination situation because I thought I read that this
they
was
were
like
neighbors.
This was a neighbor. Yeah. This was an apartment building.
Right.
Maybe this was a pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
Maybe this wasn't the first time neighbor had seen them make it out in the elevator. It was like, come on, man. Mm. And then it was all right, ass beating time.
Yeah, then they had to cancel it. He was going to fight in Mexico City that night. It had to be canceled. Yeah.
Oh, he's going to fight that night.
Oh, so.
Well, I don't know if it was that night, but
it did get canceled?
Yeah, yeah.
He lost a payday.
Yeah. And he got arrested. So.
Well, I don't know if that guy's enough of a name to get away with that. Is he just done? But the WWE, it's also.
Well, first of all, we talked about this before, how back in the day you'd see it more. I don't know, you still see it now. I don't hang out in clubs like I did when I was younger. But are people in the corner sucking face like they used to?
Oh, I think so.
We have a young guy in the studio. You're 21, right, man?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right. You've been in some clubs. Don't call me sir, by the way. I appreciate you being nice.
Now do it all the time.
Yeah, right. If he hates it, lean in.
Mr. Jones is my dad. Call me. That's what I always say. A lot of people do call me that.
not to your face.
This is Nick's cousin. Right. Nick, I forgot his first name again. Sorry.
Landon,
thank you, man. Yep. So, yeah, do you see young people just going mashing faces in bars just like you did when we were
your age?
Or
old people.
Or old people, for that matter.
Yeah.
Any people.
Yeah.
I actually go country line dancing at the country bars.
All right.
And
of course you do. Right.
Yeah.
Yo, that happens. It must happen there a lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just drunk chicks and guys sucking face real hard at the bar?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Grab an ass, too.
Grab an ass? Okay. Oh, you can say that.
Does anybody say anything?
Yeah.
No.
Unless it's their woman, right?
Yeah, you just let it happen.
you just leave them alone.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get involved.
Right. Man.
No, you just leave them alone.
Right.
Don't intervene in those situations.
Right.
Yeah, I think they're having their moment.
Somebody is angry. Somebody's always... Well, first of all, everybody's drunk. I mean, Ludwig is just roids, like Puss said. But you're right. Plus you have to line dance. You're sure you're kind of pissed about that.
Yeah.
Some people actually enjoy
it. I know people like line dancing. I get it. But,
well, it's got to be a great way to meet women.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Buckle bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you don't say anything. You don't say anything.
I just wonder if people's tolerance for that is a little lower these days. I mean, I don't know. Are people more apt to pop off about something like that nowadays and just be like, hey, knock it off?
Maybe the person that runs the bar might.
Yeah.
But I don't think patrons care. Like you said, unless it's your sister, your girlfriend, you know,
even your
something
sister.
You walked in on.
Look, your sister deserves something too. Just leave her alone. If she's having a good time, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, in any instance, just walk away.
Yeah. Just be happy that they're both making out with somebody else.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say it. But like I said, that song in a couple is lucky it was me or a guy like me that just didn't care what they were doing, you know?
Oh, you could have been a total bitch about it.
Yeah. I could have walked up to the front desk and said, he's playing with her.
I shouldn't have to stand for this kind of behavior in my gym. I pay good money, did not have to see
it. They could have kept doing it. Now, most people are not drunk at the gym, but they could have kept doing it, and I wouldn't have cared.
They could have reached the point where you get banned from the gym.
We're just looking at
well,
it. Right.
Maybe
right.
If you start, you know,
playing
going
myself,
to third base on yourself.
Always possible.
I don't think she was that hot. That was my problem with that whole
picture. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but she was easy.
Right.
He was. I told you, he was hotter than her.
Right. And if she were...
You got to stop saying that.
I know I do, but as a straight guy, I can admit that.
Would you have said, don't let me interrupt?
Well, no, she was not ugly. She just wasn't... that's how
you kids keep going.
Yeah.
Just pretend I'm not here.
Yeah, you can't go with her and request he starts making out with somebody else. Be like, hey, what about that girl on the treadmill?
And then two days ago, I walked past her and we both looked at each other. So I know she knows I'm the guy that walked in on him. And I haven't seen him there yet. But it's just with the times I go to the gym.
Did she give you that I was ready to put on a show for you look?
No, I think she looked at me like, I don't know what she looked like. Oh, that's the guy that was looking at us when he walked in.
You didn't wink at her, did you?
I was older.
I should have, Nick.
And a finger gun.
Hey, girl.
Well, she was getting a finger gun is what she was getting.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Use that this weekend, Nick.
Yeah. Where?
Yeah. She didn't look at you like you were a creep because you were
No. I think she looked at me like, that's the guy. It was a recognition that I was the guy that walked in on them.
Oh,
it was that look.
Yeah. Do you think she was embarrassed?
I'd like to talk to him and say how funny it was, but I'm not going to bring it up.
Yeah, but I think if you try to get to know them,
then I'm a creep.
You come off as, hey, want a threesome? I'll come in and come on.
Especially if they hear me say he was hotter than she was. Right?
And I think the best way to get to know them would be, hey, you want a threesome? That should be how you introduce yourself.
Then you read about man gets his ass kicked in sauna at a crunch
in the sauna, and I had this question for you.
You ever been to Paris?
Yeah, you might lose your roommate over that one, too.
But I haven't seen that dude since. But I'm sure, like I said,
the
odds are, I saw her yesterday, but the odds are I'm going to see them both in that sauna again. You know?
Imagine meeting you here.
I know. I don't think it's me.
Here we are again.
Yeah.
Well, she might have left him.
Yeah. I don't think she left.
Maybe they're not together anymore because she saw what else she could have in that sauna that day. And she heard,
an older, sweaty guy looking at him.
Why you're not married anymore. Word gets around the gym.
She left it for a classier guy that only does that in the Sonic while they're waiting for their food.
Whatever. So don't walk up to people and say, what are you doing? Just let them have sex. Yeah.
I would avoid starting confrontation with anybody with that haircut.
Oh, the Ludwig guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even his ears, they're not like wrestled out, but they look like he looks like a fighter. Yeah.
But I think you're a little bitch even if you go to management and complain about
that's
something
what I
like
mean.
That. I mean, this
that's
guy,
what I mean.
This guy tried to intervene right there. Bad idea.
Well, I don't think he tried to intervene. I think he just said something.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying anything. Are you pushing?
He didn't physically step in and push him apart. He just probably just said, "Hey, man, come on."
If he said, "Just get a room,"
or something like that.
That just get a room is not a big deal. You shouldn't get beat up for saying
no. Yeah, I think he would have still gotten his ass beat if he said get a room.
Yeah, well, because of the roids.
Yeah, right. That's the roid rage kicking in.
He's the kind of guy you probably shouldn't say anything to. That's why, you know, in any situation, I think you should just nothing.
Maybe he just gave him an obnoxious cough.
I was trying to get
him to stop.
I was a little drunk at my pool party last week.
What? And, what?
Yeah, no crap. And my son, who's, he's 21, and his girlfriend's 21, and they're in the pool sucking face, and I yell, get a room to them. So.
And he's like, I have one. It's
right
there.
I have a room. Exactly. Right.
That's the perfect opportunity to bust out the cannonball.
Right
next to him, make it out in the pool, just dad blast with the cannonball.
Gonna happen. I will do that next time. Gonna happen.
Don't say dad blast. No.
That was unfortunate.
That was a poor choice of words.
Phrasing, Nick.
Yeah.
I think your dad would hear the word dad blast.
Oh, he'll be happy to hear that.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.